This call is being recorded.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
She called me back this morning to set this up.
Hello?
Hey, Tiffany, it's Ben from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good, Ben. Ben, I sent you an email regarding the contract that you asked us to sign.
Yep,
there
that's
were a few terms that I was not. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason for my call. So I just wanted to go over everything with you so we can be clear.
Okay.
Okay, so the first thing you say is to clarify regarding ownership and access to digital assets. So you own, you know, your Google profile, you own your website. We just ask for administrative access, but even if you left, and we don't touch the website, even if you left us, that you still own all of that, okay?
Yeah, but in your contract, it doesn't state that way, right? It states different.
Let me pull up the terms and conditions here. So,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at the contract, and it says client will maintain full ownership of their Google business profile.
Just one second.
Yep.
Okay. There's a clause that says the company will only provide ownership access whose information matches what the company has on file.
Yes. So if you go to the Google Business Profile Access section.
Yeah.
Okay, and it says the company will request management access if the client is already in possession of an existing Google Business Profile. The client will retain full ownership of their Google Business Profile.
This
will allow the company to optimize and improve upon any existing Google business profile.
No, my question is, in case, like, for example, our name before was Masterpiece Flooring, and now we've changed it to Masterpiece Construction, right? So one of the phrases here, it says...
And if you could just reference where you're finding what you're...
Yeah, just one second. Yeah, so offboarding terms under So the company will only provide ownership access to the client whose information matches what the company has on file.
Yeah.
So, for example, now you have us down as Masterpiece Construction. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but in case we maybe change our name a little bit to maybe US Masterpiece or something of that sort, which means that then we will not get access? Is that what that means, that clause?
No, that's not what that means.
Okay.
And you're giving us access to your current profile?
Yeah.
So we would just update the business name there.
Okay.
And then you'd still retain full ownership of that as well.
Okay. Just leave that point alone. So the next one would be the campaign is not transferable. What does that mean? So which means whatever Google campaigns you all have started for us while you're managing our account, once we, in case we decide not to continue.
That doesn't apply to you because you don't have the Google Ads campaign.
But you all will be doing the Google Ads campaigns for us, right? So that was a part of the services.
No, we're not doing the Google Ads campaign. That's something different. We're just doing the local listing on the Google Business Profile, the programming for the Google Business Profile.
Run any ads for us. That's what
and the Facebook ads.
Google Ads will not.
What's that?
Google Ads you will not be doing for us?
Yeah, so remember what I explained to you and Dimitri. So we're doing the Google Business Profile programming, and we're doing Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Google Ads is something different.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I just
and then
that
you
then.
Say in your email, yeah, so transfer of ownership, that's those, you own them, so there's nothing really there. There's no associated
fees for account or data transfer.
Yeah, there's no associated fees. So, again, that $249 is the only thing you'd be paying each month. Unless you cancel early, remember the early termination fee applies, okay? So
yeah, so the early termination fee is what I was asking about. So that is around $597.
Yep, so that's...
Is that right?
$597. If you... So each month...
Yeah?
Each month that you're with us, $149 is going towards... the early termination fee, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Once that $597 is absolved, then you're free of the early termination fee.
Okay, but you told me that it's just for 3 months that we give you verbal consent, right? So we have to be with the company for 3 months. So after 3 months, if we are decided to move forward without your services, will there still be a fee that we need to pay?
$597 minus the... Hang on. Yes, you're right.
So why would we have to pay again?
Oh, yes. If you cancel after the 3 months, you're free and clear. You don't owe anything. There's no off-boarding fees. I know that's another question you have here. So, there's no other fees involved if you don't cancel within that first 3 months.
Okay.
After 3 months, correct. Yep. And you still own everything. And then as far as the call tracking number, if you left us, you can mm-hmm. purchase that call tracking number for $30 one time. And you can take it to whoever you want to host it.
So the call tracking number wouldn't be the number that we're normally using for our business. It would be another number that you would be giving for us?
Correct. Yep, that's what call tracking is.
Okay.
So you would still obviously own your phone number, so existing clients that know that number would be calling there.
Mm-hmm.
The call tracking number basically would direct calls to that business number. But it is a different number.
Okay.
So you can buy that for $30 if you left our company.
Okay. And do we get to choose the call tracking number when you're setting up the account? Or will you be just randomly choosing a
number? We give you an option of the numbers that are available.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Understood. Okay, sure. I'll just ask, I'll inform Dimitri about this and I'll ask him to sign the contract. As soon as possible.
Okay.
All right, okay. Thank you.
And then, hey, Tiffany, one other thing real quick. Hey, I didn't realize it was my mistake. I put everything in your name, but we used Dimitri's card. So I do have to just change the account to his name, but we'll just make you an authorized user on the account, okay?
Yeah, sure, not a problem.
Okay. And then,
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.